Before Thomas Friedman told us the world is flat, and before even James Bond informed us that the world is not enough, Disney had a simpler message. It's a small world after all. The world of Disney is shrinking as well, as the Disney World theme park in Orlando, Florida has just announced it will close the 6 nightclubs in Pleasure Island, which is where there are bars and nightclubs for grown-ups after the kids are put to bed. But the grown-ups aren't taking the news sitting down. They put together an online petition designed to save one specific spot on Pleasure Island, the Adventurers Club. John Frost is the editor of Disney Blog, which is a fan site not affiliated with Disney, though it is a blog about Disney. And he joins us now. Hello, John.
Hi, good morning.
So does this really mean, will they keep the name Pleasure Island, but there won't be bars or places where adults could get a drink, or is it just like one or two clubs that they're targeting?
Whether or not it remains Pleasure Island, we don't know, but there will definitely be bars. They'll just be in restaurants now.
Mm-hmm. And so what about the one bar that everyone seems to want to save online, the Adventurers Club? What's great about the Adventurers Club?
Well, it's a unique themed experience. It's really the only place where you can get into a role of as a guest, and it's kind of like a ongoing improv play. So that everybody can get involved in.
What do you mean, you get into a role? You get to play Goofy?
No, you get to play a 1937 audience member who's been invited to a club to become an explorer.
Oh.
And so you get, then Disney cast members take on various roles, and there's shows throughout the night.
Oh, and does everyone get into the mood, talking accents and reference, President Roosevelt and so forth?
There is definitely a following of fans for the club, and they like to participate in the show, and they know all the lines.
And how often do you go there?
Very rarely, actually. I'm not a big club person myself, but it is my favorite part in Pleasure Island, so maybe once or twice every year.
And the people who have signed it, how many people have signed this online petition?
Well, over 3,000 now.
3,000. Wow. I think when we booked you like 2 days ago, Dan, who booked you, said, I think 1,800 people have signed it. So it's really gaining steam, huh?
Yes.
And what are people saying, not just signing the petition? What kind of praise are they heaping on the Adventurers Club? Why will they miss it?
It's really the only uniquely Disney part about downtown Disney.
Mm-hmm.
It was designed by Imagineers. It has an incredible level of detail. Once you're in the building, you really feel like you're back in that time period. And it's everything else is, kind of oriented at what stuff you might find anywhere else in the world, but Pleasure Island and Adventurers Club are unique locations.
Okay, so it's sort of like taking a little piece of Disney World, all the care and attention and smarts that the world-famous Imagineers put into Epcot and the Magic Mountain, and taking that and plopping it into Pleasure Island. That's the one example of that.
Yeah, you could put Adventurers Club in any Disney theme park, and it would fit in just fine.
Here is the official line. This is what a Disney spokesman, Kevin Lansberry, vice president of Downtown Disney, says. Our guests tell us they want additional shopping and dining experiences at Downtown Disney. Yeah, I've been to Disney World, and there was this insatiable outcry for more things to buy. Yeah, that's true. I don't understand how he could get away with saying that. Obviously, they're a for-profit corporation. That's fine. They want to make money. But has it been your experience that people have been dissatisfied with the Adventurers Club and they're demanding more places to, buy some balloons or whatever?
No. The Adventurers Club remains a very, very popular location. In fact, if you go on any weekend or most weekdays in the summer, all of the clubs in Pleasure Island are very busy. It's just that the Pleasure Island experience stands between the two more family-friendly Downtown Disney experiences.
Yeah.
And it's really providing a disincentive for people to investigate the rest of Downtown Disney, so Disney wants to remove that.
In other words, you got to walk around it. Do they ID you before you go into Pleasure Island?
No. You are now only ID'd when you actually enter the adult-only clubs.
Right. And so, but still, I guess that was the old days. They used to have to walk around it. But at least going through it, I guess it breaks the mindset that you're in an actual Disney World. So,
yeah. Well, when it originally opened, they so wanted to disassociate it from the rest of Disney. The cast members even had to wear different looking costumes and different looking name badges.
Yeah.
So
So, like, did Mickey become Michael Mouse?
No, but he did get a new cool pair of clothes.
Oh, Lord. I was reading, now, you talk about, you know, it's not family friendly. I was wondering, well, just how unfamily friendly is it? It doesn't seem like, you know, there are any, you know, nightclub shootings at the Adventurers Club. But I read the blog, and the Orlando Sentinel blog. Most people were really upset the Adventurers Club was going, but then some people started weighing in with things like this. I'm fine with closing Pleasure Island. Take gay days elsewhere. It will make a lot of people happy. And then someone else wrote, I've heard a lot about gang activities at Pleasure Island and Downtown Disney. I was a little skeptical. I didn't know, you know, Goofy was part of the Crips, but is any of that true? Is it really dangerous?
I think any level of gang activity at Downtown Disney stands out like a sore thumb, because people are so used to being wrapped in Disney's protective cocoon, and Downtown Disney is the one place on property where that's, you know, least likely. So, but I don't think it's any worse than it ever
has. I mean, by gang activity, do they mean like Robin Hood and his merry men? I mean, they're really
gang. No, I think they mean kids today that are wearing
right.
Attire that some people interpret as gang activity, and then
anyone with his pants slung low gets grouped into this gang activity.
Exactly, and
label,
that
yeah.
And children, and there's no more cruising going on. There's just more hanging out, so lots of loitering.
What is the history? So you're trying to start an online petition. You're trying to make this huge multinational corporation change its mind. Is there any evidence that such a fan protest can work?
Alas, no. The only time it ever worked was saving the Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln attraction at Disneyland, and that was pre-internet. So since then, not really.
Wow, and that's the animatronic Abe Lincoln, who's like the robot and tells you about his life.
Yeah, from the 1964 World's Fair, and brought to Disneyland after that. So it's a little piece of history. One of Walt Disney's personal favorite historical figures was Abraham Lincoln, so there's a close tie, a sentimental tie with the fans.
And can you still see animatronic Abe Lincoln there at Disney World?
At Disney World, he's part of the President's Hall.
Yeah.
And at Disneyland, he's actually currently wrapped in plastic backstage. Can't see him.
Huh. You know, a lot of people think John Wilkes Booth killed Abe Lincoln, but you know who really got him, right? Was gang activity. And one last thing. There's a Save the Small World campaign happening. Is Small World really going away?
No, it's not. Small World's not going away, but they're importing Disney-branded characters over the classic Mary Blair dolls, and that's really got fans upset. And then they're also planning to move in a scene all about America and take out the rainforest, which is kind of a pretty bad metaphor. So
yeah.
Fans aren't happy about that either.
All right. John Frost is the editor of the Disney blog. Thank you, John.
All right. Thank you.
I believe we have a Calypso version of Small World. Nice. Or something. Coming up, a chat with Twitter co-founder Biz Stone. Call it sort of radio and life interacting. This is the Brian Park Project from NPR News.